about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thank you for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Thanks for listening. I invite you to look with us in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. Again, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, starting at verse 1, verses 1 through 10. The sons of Judah were Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. And Reiah, the son of Shobal, got Jahath, and Jahath begot Ahumah and Lahad. These were the families of the Zorathites. These were the sons of the father of Etam, Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash. And the name of their sister was Hazael-Elponi. And Penuel was the father of Gedor, and Ezer was the father of Hasha. These were the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, the father of Bethlehem. And Asher, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Helah and Naarah. Naarah bore him Ahuzam, Hefer, Temani, and Hasharatari. These were the sons of Naarah. The sons of Helah were Zereth, Zohar, and Ethan. And Koz begot Anab, Zobeba, and the families of Aharhel, the son of Haram. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested. Verses 1 through 10 of 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the powerful story of Jabez in the Word of God there in 1 Chronicles 4. And thank you for the opportunity, Father, for us to learn from and to begin to put that prayer to work in our own lives. Lord, anoint the minds, ears, heart, and understanding of every person listening and joining us with a mighty, 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 mighty anointing so that we'll be abundantly receptive to your Word and your will and your Spirit, and empower us to be believers that are wise enough to put prayer to work in our lives much more diligently and faithfully on a daily basis. And help us to take the wonderful tool of the prayer of Jabez and use it much more fruitfully, specifically, in our lives in all the ways you would want us to. We thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. We want to remind you once again, our spring share-a-thon is coming up very, very soon, just a few weeks away, and we're still hoping to hear from lots of you to call in and share a listener testimony that may very well be used during our spring share-a-thon. If the Lord has used Urban Family to motivate you to become a more faithful disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, if God has used it to encourage you and your family to draw closer to the Lord and to follow Him more clearly, we'd really like to hear from you. The number to call and share a listener testimony is 1-877-327-5647. Again, 1-877-327-5647. That's the number to call in and share your testimony. So we look forward to hearing from you. If you'd like to call in and share a listener testimony and possibly be a part of our spring share-a-thon, once again, that number 1-877-327-5647. Allow me to once again announce again for many of you too that we do have a Festival for Life coming up tomorrow evening in Shelby, Mississippi at Community Chapel Assembly of God Church, 1205 Robert D. Gray Avenue. If you can come out and be with us tomorrow evening at 7 p.m., we certainly want to encourage you to do that. Hope that you'll come out, and want to remind you that a Festival for Life is simply a multimedia ministry event that we use movie clips, movie trailers, and movie shorts to help share a biblical message about the need for the church to do two very important things. One, to come alongside and work faithfully with the great ministry of pregnancy clinics. And then number two, to become vibrantly and faithfully involved in the work of Standing for Life and helping to end the tragedy of abortion in our culture. Again, that's 7 o'clock tomorrow evening at Community Chapel Assembly of God Church in Shelby, Mississippi. The address is 1205 Robert D. Gray Avenue. If you can come out tomorrow at 7 o'clock to be with us, we certainly hope that you will come. We look forward to seeing you there. And then finally, I want to remind you about an event that's coming up at the church that I pastor, St. James AME Church in Leland, Mississippi. This coming Sunday at 3 o'clock, we'll be having a program simply entitled A Visit from Harriet Tubman. And there will be a very special presentation, a dramatization of Harriet Tubman by a very gifted young lady that's going to be there and sharing her story and testimony, a historical sketch, and an inspirational sketch of Harriet Tubman. So if you can be with us at 3 o'clock on this coming Sunday at St. James AME Church in Leland, Mississippi, please do. Again, that's at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The address is 102 Church Street in Leland, Mississippi. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Today, looking specifically in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. Of course, we've already read specifically the verses, but I want to remind you once again, today we're looking at the topic of putting the prayer of Jabez to work. And, you know, we, I guess, on a pretty regular basis, talk about the prayer of Jabez. Now, many people may be aware that Dr. Bruce Wilkinson wrote a book good many years ago entitled The Prayer of Jabez, and he expounded powerfully and beautifully upon the wisdom behind putting that prayer to work in your life every single day. And let me just share that prayer. It's found in, again, 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him in pain." And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." So God granted him what he requested. Again, 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. And a prayer that we refer to as the Prayer of Jabez. Well, again, keep in mind, again, it was a bestseller book written by Dr. Bruce Wilkinson some years ago. But I want you to remember this. The Prayer of Jabez comes straight from the Word of God. Dr. Bruce Wilkinson wrote a great book that explained it, but God inspired the prayer, and Jabez prayed it, and it's recorded, found in the Word of God. And today, as we look at the topic of putting the prayer of Jabez to work in your life, part of what we want you to do is understand why you should start praying it every single day over your life, but not just over your life. Pray it over any and everything you wish to pray it over in order for God to use whatever it is you want to pray for more and more for the building of his kingdom and for his glory. Remember this, as we know, from many different angles and perspectives, we look at the topic of prayer, of course, on this broadcast. And of course, the title of the broadcast is The Hour of Intercession. But you know, one of the powerful truths behind that is that all of us, if we're wise, will stay in the school of prayer all our life and never graduate. We'll always be growing in our understanding of how to put prayer to work in our lives more and more, but also how the Holy Spirit will work in us and through us as we make prayer a higher priority. One of the powerful truths that God's Word clearly teaches us is that prayer is to be one of the high priorities of the church. Therefore, that's one more reason why the church really should be diligently studying and learning more and more about both how to pray, what to be praying for, but how to pray effectively and efficiently to get God's work done. Remember, if you pray a lot, but no results come, something's wrong. On the other hand, we should pray in such a way that things happen when God's people pray. So it's important that we take it serious about wanting to learn how to pray according to the Word of God, according to the will of God, and to pray in such a way where our prayers are accomplishing the will of God in the world. Again, 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. As we look at this, keep in mind, Jabez is an interesting character found in the Word of God that, of course, the prayer we refer to it as the prayer of Jabez. But notice this, in God's word, all that you have about the life of Jabez is found in just these two small verses. In other words, scripture doesn't expound a whole lot on Jabez at all. Yet the prayer is a very profound and a very fruitful prayer to pray on a daily basis. But let's look briefly at the scripture itself to understand what we can about the person of Jabez. Again, it starts out by saying, now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. Now, again, you might ask the question, what made him more honorable than his brothers? Well, notice, as we read through the genealogy a few moments ago, it's just naming names, you know, this person, this man begot this one, this person begot this person, and so on. That's how a genealogy typically runs. But notice the author, as he is writing, he pauses when he gets to Jabez. And he specifically points out some unique things about Jabez. One of the things he says is, now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. What made him more honorable? Well, of course, as you read through, you find out prayer was an important part of his life. And for that reason, I believe that's why it turns out he's more honorable. He's revered and recognized more. We'll see, when a person gives themselves to prayer, the Holy Spirit will cause that person in some ways to stand out, not in prideful ways, but in good ways. That person will become a greater blessing to the world. They will become a vessel through which God will get more of his work done. Why? Because prayer does that. When you make prayer a high priority in your life, God will use you in ways that he doesn't use other people. He'll work through you in ways he doesn't work through other people. The Holy Spirit will work in your life and through your life in ways uniquely so, because prayer is one of the great tools in the kingdom of God that, as we make it a high priority in our lives, it just makes you a much more fruitful vessel in the hands of God. So clearly it points out, says Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. And it says his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. The name Jabez somehow or another meant pain or hurt. Now, it doesn't say why she chose to name him something that comes across as being kind of negative. In other words, it's almost like naming your child injury or pain or discomfort. Why would you name a child something like that? Well, again, maybe she had a difficult childbirth, or maybe something happened in the marriage that made life difficult at that time, or maybe it was just a hardship going on in the family. But for whatever reason, she gave him a name that for many would consider it a negative name, a name that meant, again, pain or discomfort or something along that line. But by the grace of God, Jabez was wise enough to rise above the negativity behind his name. He took it upon himself to pray a wise prayer. And in his prayer, he prayed for these four specific things. It says, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, these are the four requests. Number one, oh, that you would bless me indeed. Number two, enlarge my territory. Number three, that your hand would be with me. And number four, that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. Now notice, you don't want to miss the very last phrase and sentence in the verse. It says, so God granted him what he requested. In other words, God answered Jabez's prayer. And remember this is a wise prayer to pray, because it's what I would call a kingdom prayer. As you pray this prayer, it helps you to become a more and more fruitful vessel in the hands of the Holy Spirit and in the kingdom of God. In fact, if you'll pray it over your life every single day, God will use you more and more to get his work done. Lord, thank you, Father, for this prayer, and thank you for every person listening. Father, just anoint the minds, ears, heart, and understanding of each of us with an even greater anointing, so that we'll grow in our understanding of the need for us to really put prayer to work more in our life as a whole, but to put this very blessed and fruitful prayer to work in our lives more in our lives as well. Teach us to learn to pray it over ourselves, over each of our children, over our marriages, over our homes, over our finances, over whatever we choose to pray it over. But help us to know, Lord, that as we put this prayer to work, every day we pray it, you're going to answer it. Thank you for the fact that you're a God that's looking for more and more of your children to pray, and to pray a prayer like this that makes us and helps us to be a more fruitful vessel in your hands. And help us, Lord, also to grow in our understanding of the need for us to be people that will ask that you will use us. Help us to know, Lord, that you've commanded us in your word. You said, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened. Help us to never make the mistake of just assuming that it's not important to ask, because you've clearly told us in your word that's what you want us to do. Thank you for hearing our prayer. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Today we're looking at the topic of putting the prayer of Jabez to work. We'll be right back after this break.
These days, health insurance is incredibly expensive, especially if you don't have coverage through your employer. If you're concerned about the costs or the ethical dilemmas of insurance, here's great news. There's an affordable, God-honoring alternative. It's called MediShare. Unlike insurance, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing community whose members share each other's medical expenses. It's about half the cost of insurance, and it's fully acceptable under the law. Best of all, You never pay for things that go against your beliefs. If you're a Christian looking for a truly affordable healthcare solution, MediShare is just what the doctor ordered.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. For your free information guide, call 855-PSALM-23. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. Call 855-PSALM-23. That's 855-PSALM-23.
Recently, I was heading to my regular doctor's office for a checkup. As I approached the lady at the front desk, I explained to her that my health insurance has changed. She goes through the protocol of telling me to fill out another form. No biggie, right? As soon as I handed her the card to my new insurance carrier, she informs me that this year they decided not to carry that particular health insurance. If I was to tell you that I was smiling, I would be lying, and I call myself a Christian for a reason. As I walked out holding back the tears, I get into my car, and a song called Good, Good Father is playing through my radio. Instantly, the Lord assured me that He always takes care of His babies. Needless to say, tears began flowing down my face, but not because of the health insurance, but the assurance that God gave me right then. Psalm chapter 3, verse 3 says, "But you, O Lord, are a shield around me. You are my glory, the one who holds my head high." He is a good, good father. With a heart for the Urban Family, I'm today's Urban Woman, Victory McIntosh. Connect with us more at UrbanFamilyTalk.com. One of my favorite jams is by the talented family Forever Jones called He Wants It All. Every year, and even throughout New Year's, one thing on people's lists to improve on, other than losing weight, is a closer relationship with Jesus. Today, right now, is always the best day to give our Heavenly Daddy your all. How do you do that, you ask? One great start is by asking Him, "What is it that you would have me to do today for your glory?" Keep in mind, it will consist of trials, faith, and guts. Yes, guts. Living for Jesus is never a dull moment. In fact, it's an adventure. John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus is speaking and He says, "I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world." With a heart for the Urban Family, I'm today's Urban Woman, Victory McIntosh. Connect with us more at UrbanFamilyTalk.com.
Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked. Blessed is the man who doesn't stand in the way of sinners. Blessed is the man who doesn't sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And on His law he meditates day and night. Blessed is the man who doesn't walk in the counsel of the wicked. Blessed is the man who doesn't.
You're listening to music from Cam, the song entitled, simply entitled, Psalm 1. Psalm 1 is a short psalm, but a powerful psalm that reminds you of the importance of being a student of God's Word. And allow me to use this opportunity to remind you that if you're not reading your Bible every day, you're missing out on a whole lot. Remember, amongst other things, God's Word is basically kind of like a bottle of grace. And it's as if God asks the question through your Bible reading, how much do you want? And the reality is you can't earn grace, but certainly you can increase the flow of grace into your life. And one of the ways whereby you do that is spending more time in the Word of God, as well as by spending more time in prayer. So I like to encourage a goal of reading at least 3 chapters in your Bible every day. I want to encourage you to do that if you're not doing it already. Today's a good day to start. But for every parent listening, I want to encourage you to help to train and encourage your children to do the same thing. Have them to read out loud to you daily. It'll bless them tremendously as they read the Word daily. But also make it a goal to encourage your fellow workers as well to get into God's Word and other believers that you know, your fellow church members, because you'd be surprised how many people that love Jesus go to church that do not read their Bibles consistently. And they're missing out on so much. But if you make a habit of encouraging believers that you know all around you to do just that, you will bless people everywhere. You know, do you know why that's true? Because remember, again, the Bible is like a bottle of grace. And any person that chooses to start getting into that word every single day, basically it's like they're pouring more of that grace found in the Word of God over and into their lives. And if you encourage them to start doing it consistently, you will bless them tremendously. So make it your goal to encourage others all around you to get into God's Word every day. It'll bless every part of your life, and you'll be a greater blessing to the whole wide world. We're looking today at the topic of putting the prayer of Jabez to work. Again, in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10, that's where we find the prayer of Jabez. Now, if you've never read the book written by Dr. Bruce Wilkinson, I would encourage you to get the book and read it, because he does a great job, an excellent job of explaining many important spiritual truths and insights, both about the prayer of Jabez in particular, but he does a great job of expounding more on the importance of prayer in the life of any believer and in the life of the church. So again, if you haven't read it, please do read it. But even if you don't get a chance to read the book, remember, you should start praying the prayer over your life every single day. And don't just pray it over your life. Pray it over whatever you choose to pray it over. But remember, it's a great tool to use to bless your life and the things in your life, but also, amongst other things, it helps you to become a much more fruitful vessel in the hands of God. So I would encourage you to pray it, as I said, over yourself, pray it over your marriage, pray it over each of your children, over your home, your vehicle, whatever you want to pray it over. But it's a wise thing to put this kingdom prayer to work. So again, the first part of the prayer says, Lord, bless me indeed. Now, why the word indeed? Now, keep in mind, in the original language, the word indeed is not actually there. But the way the language is written, it's such a way, it's making it clear that it's an emphatic prayer. So the word indeed helps us get the sense that it's a prayer that's to be prayed with fervor and passion. Lord, bless me indeed. And so basically, it's like Jabez is praying, Lord, bless me and bless me a whole lot. But notice this important thing about the prayer of Jabez as well. The prayer of Jabez is not impersonal, but it's personal. You're asking God to bless you. Now, some people might think, that sounds kind of selfish. Why are you praying, asking God to bless you? Well, again, you ought to ask God to bless you. And remember this, one more reason why it's wise to pray it every day is because this prayer is a tool to help you more and more dig deeper and deeper into the perfect will of God and the call of God on your life. And let me explain why. Because when you pray and say, Lord, bless me indeed, you're not telling God how to bless you. You're just asking him that when he blesses you, to bless you a whole lot. Now, that's a smart way to pray. Because number one, God knows how you most need to be blessed today, much more so than you do. And as he blesses you based on his own desire, he's going to point you more and more into his perfect will and the call of God on your life. That's a part of what he'll do. And so every day you pray it, God is going to answer this prayer. And he's going to move you further down the road to the call of God upon your life. So if you pray it today and then pray it tomorrow and the next day and the next day and keep praying it more and more, the Spirit of God will direct you more and more into the perfect will of God for your life. And that'll bless you. But remember, as you fulfill God's call on your life, not only will it bless you, it will bless your family as well. But not only will it bless you and your family, you will be a greater blessing to the world as well. Because remember, God's will is that we will be a blessing to the world. That's a part of his call in your life. That's part of why it's so important that you find out what the call of God is in your life and to do it. It's tragic how many people are going in directions and going after things that they were not called to do. On the other hand, God wants us to understand the best thing in the world for us to do is to carry out the call of God on our lives, because that's what we were designed for. That's what before the beginning of time, God, in his plan, designed who he wanted us to be and what our life was to be about, what our purpose was, what our call was. And so when we plug into that calling, we step into the eternal purposes of God. And also, you will become a maximum blessing to the world as well as you carry out the call of God on your life. So the first part of the prayer of Jabez is, Lord, bless me indeed. You're leaving up to God how he'll do it, but he's going to bless you in the way he chooses to, but you're just asking him, Lord, when you bless me a whole lot. And don't ever make the mistake of thinking that's a selfish way to pray. No, remember, One of the greatest ways whereby you will bless the world is if you walk into your calling. And so you should pray that God would help you to do just that. And as you pray the prayer of Jabez every day, that's a part of what happens. But also notice, too, that when you pray the prayer of Jabez again, remember, you're not being specific, but God knows what to do with that prayer. One of the radical aspects of the prayer is the fact that you're leaving it up to God. Now, it's okay to pray and ask God for specific things, too. But remember, this prayer, as it's prayed, is a good prayer to help you to move more and more into the call of God by your life. Now, notice this also. Remember, the blessing that comes from this prayer is not man-directed, but it's God-directed. God is the one that issues the blessing behind this prayer. So again, as you pray, Lord, bless me indeed. Remember, grace comes from God. But now he makes it available to us to where we can increase the flow of grace in our life by simply obeying him, by being in the Word of God, by being a person of prayer, by obeying the Word of God, by walking in the love of God, by worshiping and praising God. These are all what John Wesley called means of grace. These are spiritual habits that allow the grace of God to pour into our lives in greater measure. So the first part of the prayer is, Lord, bless me indeed. The second part says, expand my territory. Okay, you're asking God to increase your influence for him in the world and also to bless the work of your hands as you do it. That's why it's wise for us to pray again. One more reason why it's wise to pray this prayer every single day, because remember, every day you pray it, God is going to answer it. And so when you say expand my territory, part of that, what that means is you're asking God to make you a more fruitful vessel in his hands. In other words, if you pray this prayer every day, you'll be more productive in the hands of God a week from now than you were today just because you asked. And if you keep on asking, God will make you more and more fruitful so that with every passing day in your life, as you keep asking God to answer this prayer, he'll use you more and more so that he'll use you in greater ways now. He'll use you in greater ways next month than he did today, just because you keep asking. It's kind of what you might call compound grace. God just keeps multiplying your fruitfulness and your productivity just because you're asking him. And so when the second part of the prayer is prayed, again, first part, Lord, bless me indeed. The second part, expand my territory. That's a wise way to pray because remember, God will make you more and more productive in his kingdom with every passing day. Now, the third part of the prayer is that your hand would be with me. Now, keep in mind, it's very helpful and fruitful to understand this. The hand of God is the Spirit of God. The hand of God is the Spirit of God. And so when you're asking God for that portion of the prayer, that your hand would be with me, it's basically like saying, Lord, bless me with a fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit. Another way to put it would be, Lord, fill me afresh today with your Holy Spirit. Now, one might say, well, I prayed and asked God to fill me with the Holy Spirit last year, and why do I need to do it again? Well, you know, it's wise to ask God to fill you anew with his Holy Spirit every single day. Now, part of the reason why that's important is because spiritually you could say we leak and we need to be refilled. Think of it as being like a cup with a pinhole plucked in the bottom and it's steady leaking. And so if you don't keep refilling it, after a while it will be empty. Well, when it comes to being filled with the Holy Spirit, we should ask God for a fresh infilling of his Holy Spirit really every single day. And so remember, God is unlimited. The supply of the Spirit of God is unlimited. And so if we just keep asking, remember, God is never going to tell you, oh, you're being selfish. You're asking for too much. God doesn't say that. And when it comes to prayer, God wants us to pray. In fact, he commands us to pray. He says, ask and you receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened. I wonder how much of a day God spends shaking his head, thinking to himself, why don't my children ask for more? Because the fact is, God is not going to ever tell you you're asking too much because he's looking for more of his children to ask even more. And so God loves to find people that have the heart of someone like Jabez because he asks for God to use him more. And God is looking for people that will ask to be used more because, you know, what is so tragic is that we live in a world where God hears no from his children a whole lot of the time. There are many instances where God will place a leading on a person's heart Call this person, pray for this person, do this for this person, give this person this out of your home, give this person that dress, that coat, that shirt, that blouse, whatever. But you know, God hears no a whole lot of the time from his children. And that's so tragic because remember, all your things belong to God. And one day when your life comes to an end, you will no longer have ownership. All of it ultimately belongs to God. So why should I ever say to God, no, God, this is mine? No, we should have an open-handed just attitude towards everything in our hand with the understanding that God gave it to us and we should be willing to share it when he wants us to. So again, the third part of the prayer, the asking for God to place his hand anew upon us, a fresh outpouring of his spirit is a wise thing for us to pray every single day. And remember, every day you pray it, every day you pray this prayer, God is going to answer it because he wants us to ask. He's called us to ask as well. Allow me to share an interesting scripture that comes from 1 Chronicles chapter 29. It says, "Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power and the glory, the victory and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all." God owns everything. And as we learn that and understand that all the things he's entrusted to us, yes, there's clearly a sense in which it's yours, but God has simply entrusted it to you, to your care, and we're to use it according to his will. So when God says to give something to someone else, we shouldn't argue with God. We shouldn't convince him as to why he's wrong about even asking us. We should say, yes, Lord. Because remember, the same God that gave you the one you have can multiply it so he'll give you even more in the future. The Bible says, give and it shall be given to you. Good measure pressed down, shaken together, running over shall men give to your bosom. For with the same measure that you've met, with all it shall be measured to us again. And then the final part of the prayer, and notice what it specifically says because it's helpful to understand the truth behind it. And it says that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. This part of the prayer of Jabez is very similar to a portion of the Lord's Prayer, the portion that says, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Remember this, when you begin to ask God to use you more and more, God is going to answer that prayer. Because remember, he's looking for children that will ask to be used. And the ones that will ask, he will use them more and more. And we should never assume that he'll just use us anyway. He will to some extent, but the more you ask, the more he's going to answer. But on the other hand, when you become more fruitful in the hands of God, you'll find also that the enemy, Satan, will try to come against you more. But that's nothing to worry about because we serve a God that's more than big enough to help us overcome the devil at whatever angle he comes after us. But be mindful that often he'll come after us more when we become a more fruitful vessel in the hands of God. So thus, the last part of the prayer, keep me from evil that I may not cause pain. Don't worry about Satan coming after you, but we're wise to pray that God would keep us and watch over us in the midst of temptation. Now remember this, never walk into temptation. Never deliberately move into temptation. You don't want to do that. But if and when you run into it, because in this life you will run into it, even outside, you know, in other words, because of the nature of life. So when that happens, your goal is to daily pray that God would keep you from evil, that you may not cause pain. Lord, thank you again for the opportunity to use a wonderful tool like the prayer of Jabez every single day. Help us more and more to be wise enough to put it to work in our lives in many different areas and ways. And help us to recognize, Lord, that more and more as we listen to your Holy Spirit and follow the leading of your Spirit as you answer that prayer and use us more and more, help us to be a people that are quick and committed to saying, yes, Lord, and committed to living with a yes, Lord attitude every single day. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our topic today is putting the prayer of Jabez to work. We'll be right back.
The church has to take the lead in ensuring that men are properly trained for fatherhood. We have an epidemic in which boys are not growing up with their fathers. So as Christian men, we have to stand in the gap and make up the hedge so that our communities are not destroyed. When we see fatherhood as a blessing and not an inconvenience, we will see children as spiritual weapons in our arsenal. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. Join us in the battle to strengthen fatherhood. UrbanFamilyTalk.com. I'm Will Addison, director of Urban Family Talk. We desire to be a movement of time tellers. In 1 Chronicles 12:32, it says, "The sons of Issachar were men who had understanding of the time, to know what Israel ought to do." In these perilous times, God is raising up a people of discernment who will see, pray, and act. We sound the alarm as watchmen. We cry aloud that God's people may be activated for his service. Join the movement at UrbanFamilyTalk.com.
Hebrews 5 talks about immature milk Christians and more mature meat believers. Dr. Tony Evans says there's a surefire way to tell them apart. He'll tell us what it is today as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
A meat Christian is a Christian who, he says, has learned to discern good and evil by their practice of the use of the word. Here's how you know if you're a meat Christian. The ability to discern, to see things as they really are and not merely as they appear to be. Many of us have gotten duped, tricked, shellacked because we did not have spiritual discernment informed by the truth of Scripture. If you put a baby on the floor with a shiny marble, it's going to gravitate to that marble because it's going to see the shine. If you put next to that baby a diamond that is less shiny than the marble, the baby will gravitate to the marble and skip the diamond because it has not yet learned to discern that just because it's shiny don't mean it's valuable. Many of us have gravitated to shiny relationships, shiny circumstances, shiny opportunities. A lot of folk go to shiny churches because it looks good, and I see the shine. But like babies, they appeal and gravitate to the shine instead of that which has the value.
You'll get a look at the key values of the Christian life in Tony's CD series, The Eternal Perspective, available online at tonyevans.org. And be sure to join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
Small, he sees great. When we speak doubt, he speaks. spoken out, now I'll speak faith.
The music of Forever Jones, the song Time to Believe. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Thanks for being a part of our listening family. Once again, if you want to call in and share a listener testimony, we certainly hope that you'll do that. Again, our spring share-a-thon is just a few weeks away, and you can call and share how the Lord is using Urban to bless you, to encourage you, to empower you to be the disciple the Lord wants you to be. Simply call this number, 1-877-327-5647. Again, 1-877-327-5647. Today we're looking at the topic of putting the prayer of Jabez to work. And keep in mind, again, the four parts of the prayer are, again, all of them have different sides of the wisdom behind the prayer to share with us. Again, the four parts include, Lord, bless me indeed. The second part, expand my territory. The third part of the prayer would be that your hand would be with me. And the fourth part, keep me from evil that I may not cause pain. Now, keep in mind, every part of the prayer is important to pray, and it's what, again, I would call a kingdom prayer. Every day you pray it, God is going to answer it, and you will become a more fruitful vessel in the hands of God. Now, keep this very important truth in mind. God calls all of us as believers to be disciples. We're called to make disciples. The Great Commission is to go into all the world and make disciples. Also, we're called to be ministry-minded, and our lives are to be full of ministry. Now, the Holy Spirit is the one that teaches and helps us to live that way. Sadly, you have many believers that, again, they're really not doing a whole lot of ministry. But all of us are called to make disciples. We're called to be ministering to people. We're called to love people. And in Matthew chapter 25, where the Lord reminds us of, again, the things the church is to be involved in, all of them have to do with ministering and reaching out to a hurting world. People are hurting all over the place. And the fact is, again, God has all the answers to all the problems of the world. And so we, as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, we help bring those answers in the form of Jesus Christ and the love of Jesus Christ working in our lives. But the key is, we're to be God's vessels. We're to be his hands and his feet in the world. Our job is to listen and obey what God is calling us to do and what he wants us to do as well. And so it's important that we be believers that are, again, listening to what he says and doing what he calls us to do as well. So in the book of Matthew chapter 25, I want you to touch on this and we'll be coming right back to the prayer of Jabez. But notice this in Matthew chapter 25. Verse 31, it says, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. Then he will say to those on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not take me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they also will answer him, saying, Lord, when do we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you? Then he will answer them, saying, assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Again, verses 31 through 46, Matthew chapter 25. Now, there are many powerful truths and insights found in this passage. But keep in mind, it's a powerful teaching tool as well to help us understand what the church is to be about. We, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, are to be full of ministry. our lifestyle as individual believers and the church collectively is that we're to be ministering every day. We're to be vessels through which God's work can get done. Now, for many believers, they may think, well, I don't know what to do or how to let God use me, or I don't know how to be a more productive servant in the hands of the Lord. Well, that's the key. We're to walk in close fellowship relationship with God and allow the Holy Spirit and the Word of God to teach and mold us into the servants God wants us to be. And so, excuse me, one more reason why we should pray the prayer of Jabez every day is because, remember, amongst other things, the Holy Spirit, He is our divine tutor. He teaches us how to follow God. He teaches us how to serve God. He teaches us how to be the servant God wants us to be and the servant that He wants to use in the world to get His work done. So, again, you need to look at it. We all need to look at this parable to understand. There will be many people, obviously, that will spend all eternity with God in heaven, and God will have used them in some wonderful ways to get His work done. But clearly, in that same passage, there are those people who, it seems, they thought they were saved. They thought they were believers, and they're wondering why they won't spend eternity with God in heaven and why they're going to hell. Well, keep in mind, in order to be saved, you need to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. But if He's truly your Lord and Savior, then we should be doing what He said to do. And part of what He's called us to do is to be involved in making disciples and being involved in ministry and loving people. And so praying the prayer of Jabez is one more wonderful tool that will help us to be about our Father's business. God will use that prayer to help lead and guide you to the places and the situations of ministry where He wants to use you. Don't get caught off guard. Be a vessel God is going to use every day of your life. God has so much work to be done. And a key is, ask God to be using you. Now, if you're thinking to yourself, well, I'm a Christian, but I just don't want to be bothered about ministry, and I'm just not into that. Well, then you might need to double check and be sure you're really saved. Because if you're genuinely saved, you should love Jesus and you should be wanting to serve Him. You should be wanting to be used by Him. And so He's got much work to be done. And our job is to be used to do just that, to help get God's work done. So every day you pray this prayer, again, you become a more fruitful vessel in the hands of the Lord. So my encouragement is, if you haven't been praying it every day, today is a good day to start praying the prayer of Jabez every single day. Now, one of the reasons why God blesses through a wonderful prayer like the prayer of Jabez is because, remember this, God loves to give. You know, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." God loves to give. In fact, genuine love is going to give of itself. And so if we're acting like God, imitating God, then we should be givers and ones who are a blessing to the world around us as well. And understand this, again, the more we ask God to use us, the more God will respond. Because remember, a huge tool in life is the tool of prayer. And God clearly wants us to understand He wants us all to ask. He says in Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 11, He says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. And he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask Him?" Now, when you ask, God responds. Interesting story in the book of Exodus chapter 33, where Moses, in his close walk with God, at one point he says, "Lord, show me your glory." He asked God to show him His glory. And you know, God responded to Moses' prayer. Now, why did God show Moses His glory, but He didn't show others His glory? Moses asked. He asked God to show him His glory. You know, there are many things right now that every single listener, if you just ask God for, do you know God would do it for you? And the only reason you don't have it is because you haven't asked. Because there are many truths in the Word of God that help us better understand the heart and the mind of God. But one is that God has clearly commanded us to be a people of the ask, a people that will ask a lot for His will to be done in our lives and ask for His will and His blessing to be at work in our lives. And so praying the prayer of Jabez every single day is such a wise thing, because God wants to answer prayer. And understand this too. Again, God calls all of us to pray and to fill our lives with prayer, because that's a part of how he will use us and how he gets his work done in the world too. I'm reminded of an interesting story found in the book of Genesis, chapter 32. It tells of Jacob when he's wrestling with an angel. Chapter 32, verse 26, it says, "And he said, let me go, for the day breaks." Now, this is what the angel has said, because remember, Jacob and the angel are wrestling pretty much all night long. And the angel wants to go at the break of day. Now, the reason he wanted to try to go was because angels are supposed to report to God every morning. And the angel had to go to report to God. Well, in this case, Jacob wouldn't let him go. And he didn't want to let him go. He said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." And it says in verse 29, and he blessed him there. Now, of course, the angel represents God. Now, you might say, well, how in the world could an angel wrestle with a man? Angels have superhuman strength. Well, God allowed Jacob to wrestle with the angel because that's what he chose to do. And it appears God allowed Jacob to get the best of the angel for a period of time, quite a bit of the time over the night. His wrestling match with the angel represented his prayer life. And he was wrestling with it's like he's wrestling with God in prayer. And he refused to let the angel go until he got a blessing. What a wise way to approach life. Do you know God likes for us to wrestle with him in prayer in that regard? God is looking for people that will wrestle with him in prayer and just ask. Ask him for what is on your heart. God is ready to respond. And so praying the prayer of Jabez is so wise every day. Because remember, it's a prayer. Every day you pray it, God is going to answer it. And he's going to make you a more and more fruitful vessel in his hands. And notice, too, our time is just about gone. But in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, it says, "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints." Notice it says, praying always. And then in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, "Pray without ceasing." God is basically telling us, live a lifestyle full of prayer. Live a lifestyle full of prayer. Why? Because there's so many ways in which God wants to bless you throughout the day. But it's up to you to ask. You know, God is not going to make you ask. But if you will ask, God is a God that will respond. I want to encourage you and challenge you. Start praying the prayer of Jabez over your life every single day. Pray it over your health. Pray it over your immune system. Pray it over your children, your vehicle, whatever. Because God is going to answer it every day you pray. And he'll use you for his glory. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of Urban Family Talk, Urban Family Communications, or American Family Association.
Urban Family Talk. Urban Family Talk.